Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
And today we've got a research unit to talk about, and we're talking all about broken hearts. No, your heart has not broken down, and you can take it to the repair shop and get it fixed, and it can be as good as new. We're talking about the emotional trauma you feel when somebody close to you dies. It could be something else. Maybe you got fired or something, but usually it happens if somebody close to you died or you broke up with a boyfriend or girlfriend. Is there a cure for a broken heart? Well, no, we just say there's time cures that, but now we're saying that a broken heart can actually cause you to die. Can you really die from a broken heart? I guess you really can.
You can, yeah. Actually, we used to just talk about it in sort of a romantic way when I was growing up. But then as our technology got better and better, you know, medicine has learned a lot even since I was a kid. We're finding out that actually this broken heart syndrome is real, that it's not just something people make up because, you know, someone's partner has died or maybe, you know, maybe they were married for 50 years like my dad was to my mom. It can be so hard on that partner. So we're going to talk about what they've discovered. I think it's really interesting to see that this is something that even though we talked about as being sort of like a fairy tale, something that wasn't really true, it is. So we're going to dive in, we're going to read through the article, and then we'll be back. For each and every one of us, there is no greater tragedy than the death of a loved one. However, could losing someone we love actually be bad for our physical health? Doctors think so. New research suggests that going through something difficult, like a friend or family member's death, could damage our hearts. This condition has been named broken heart syndrome. Studies have shown that when someone's husband or wife dies, their own physical health is more likely to suddenly deteriorate. Elderly couples often pass away shortly after each other. In 2018, for instance, former U.S. President George H.W. Bush died within 8 months of his wife Barbara. Doctors have examined the way the heart is affected by extreme stress, such as that experienced in times of mourning. Under stress, parts of the heart can swell up and then fail to shrink back to normal size. The results can be drastic, including intense chest pain and difficulty breathing, similar to a heart attack. In rare cases, this can even be fatal, but fortunately, most people don't reach this level of danger. Taking preventive measures against broken heart syndrome is a matter of dealing with stress in a healthy way. No precautions can completely prepare you for the death of a loved one. However, regular exercise, in addition to promoting heart health in general, is a proven way to fight stress. Meditation and breathing exercises can also be used to calm your mind and keep your heart going strong. The pain of losing someone close to you is a sad part of life, but it doesn't have to damage your health.
Okay, everybody, let's try to answer this question. Can you really die from a broken heart? The answer to that question appears to be yes. And so let's get into this article right now. Let's take a look at the first paragraph. It says, for each and every one of us, for every person, there is no greater tragedy than the death of a loved one. I think that's probably pretty much true unless you're totally by yourself in the world, that you don't have any family, you don't have any friends. There are some people, unfortunately, out there like that, but for most people, we are close to somebody. So the greatest tragedy in life is the loss of a loved one, whether it's your parents, a sibling, a child, or whatever. Even a dog, the death of your dog can cause great tragedy for you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we loved our dog. Our dog passed away after I'd moved away to college, but it was still hard because I'd come home and Maverick wasn't there. But a lot of people have a difficult time with their pets who pass away. Pets don't last very long, as you know. You know, cats and dogs don't live long. So, yeah, even if you don't have a person who passes away, a pet can really hurt someone as well. So, is it really possible that losing someone we love could actually be bad for our physical health? Yes, it is. It's true. I wanted to mention, Tom, that this first phrase at the beginning, for each and every one of us, if you really want to emphasize this, you know, you could say for each one of us or for every one of us, that's fine. But if you put them together, you're really, as you love to say in the Chinese, 强调, you're really emphasizing it. So we do use that quite often, to be honest. Don't overuse it, but it is a good phrase. So what have we found out? I mentioned that when I was younger, yeah, this wasn't real. It was just something people talked about. But people, these research scientists and doctors have been checking this out, and they've come to some conclusions.
That's right. This line, for each and every one of us, sounds like it comes from a song or something. I'm sure they use it in songs somewhere, but that's another point. But indeed, the greatest tragedy in life is the death of a loved one. However, could losing someone we love actually be bad for our physical health? Well, doctors think so. They think the answer is yes. And new research suggests that going through something difficult, like a friend or family member's death, could damage our hearts. So here we've got the phrase to go through something. That can have several different meanings. It could mean to pass through someplace. Yeah, we just went through Seelaw. We didn't stop there. Someone told us to stop and visit, but we wanted to get back to Taipei. We were in a hurry, so we just went through there. But in this particular case, it means that you have to endure something or you have to experience something that takes time to heal. So for example, if someone dies, you need to go through a difficult period in your life. You're not going to be happy for several weeks, if not several months. It's just going to take you a while to get used to the loss of somebody close to you.
Yeah, so this research is showing them that going through something like this is difficult, and it can even potentially damage someone's heart. Moving on to the next paragraph, it says this condition has been named broken heart syndrome. You'll often see this word syndrome added to different medical conditions, you know, that aren't quite a disease like cancer or, I don't know, heart disease, something like that, but it's a condition. They've just discovered this. This is pretty new research, so they've just named it kind of this, it works, broken heart syndrome. A syndrome is just when doctors, they'll see a lot of different symptoms that someone's going through and they occur together and then they'll just give that particular thing a name and it usually has syndrome at the end. It's kind of interesting. So studies have shown, these are the research studies, have shown that when someone's husband or wife dies, their own physical health is more likely to suddenly deteriorate. If you see someone deteriorating, it means they're getting worse and worse over time. Lots of things can deteriorate your teeth, you know, as you eat more and more candy and you don't brush your teeth will deteriorate and you may lose them someday. So yeah, it's true. If someone's spouse passes away, that's particularly difficult. And usually the spouse remaining becomes sick or their health really goes downhill. We'll use that phrase, something's going downhill. So yeah, it's a tough time to go through.
Right. For example, when my grandmother had a stroke, her health began to deteriorate.
Uh-huh.
And eventually she got really sick and had to be put in a nursing home. So indeed, if someone close to you dies, your health probably will deteriorate, especially if it's your husband or your wife. And elderly couples often pass away shortly after each other. Okay, so this does happen, of course, if you're elderly, which means you're probably over 70 years old or something like that. And if your wife passes away, well, then you will probably pass away shortly afterwards. Although I remember reading somewhere that it's the husbands who usually die faster than the wives.
Oh, yeah.
The wives tend to last longer. Maybe they're glad he's gone or something like that. She's finally free. She doesn't have to do the dishes anymore.
No, it's because the husband has been taken care of all those years by his wife. And when he goes, she suddenly has all this free time. That's my theory.
Yeah, I would agree with that, actually, too, that the statistically, I think that is true.
Yeah.
But in any case, although I've heard the opposite, though, when the husband dies, the wife is all sad and dies. And not every wife out there hates their husband.
Of course not.
But in any case, yes, so we've got an example here. Just last year, in 2008, for instance, former U.S. President George H.W. Bush died within 8 months of his wife, Barbara. Yeah, I remember that. The news of Barbara Bush passing away was, you know, kind of shocking. But then George W. Bush, George Sr., died shortly afterwards. He could have lived longer, but I guess he was too bummed out about losing his wife.
He was pretty old, though. He was in his 90s. So we do have some more to talk about here. Moving on to the next paragraph. We've got doctors who have examined the way the heart is affected by extreme stress, such as that experienced in times of mourning. Of course, when you go through something as traumatic as this, you're going to feel a lot of stress. And your heart has to take that stress, of course. Your heart just keeps beating no matter what you're going through. But we're saying that this can be experienced in times of mourning. Mourning here isn't the, you know, the first few hours of the day when the sun rises. We're talking about a different kind of mourning. The pronunciation is the same, but the spelling is different. It means to sorrow because of someone's death, to be very, very sad. You can be in mourning. Some cultures want someone who's going through this difficult time to wear, you know, black clothing. Or I know the Jewish tradition is not to shave if you're a guy for a while. I think it's a week. I can't remember. Anyway, we're going to talk more about this, guys. But right now, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher.
大家好，我是 Jessie， 欢迎收听 English Digest。我们今天要阅读的文章是 Unit 11的。Can you really die from a broken heart? 文章的第一段提到，当人们亲爱的人过世时，人们不只是会感到伤心，而且身体健康也会受到影响。我们看到第一段的第一句， For each and every one of us, there is no greater tragedy than the death of the loved one. 对于我们每一个人来说，没有什么比亲人过世更为不幸了。当否定词 no,Nobody 以及 nothing 等字与比较级连用时，意思就等同于最高级。例如第一段第一句就可以改成 For each and every one of us, the death of the loved one is the greatest tragedy. 我们再造一个句子来说明。Nothing is worse than losing your health. 没有什么事比失去你的健康更糟了。这句话就等于 Losing your health is the worst thing.我们接着看到第一段的最后一句有一个片语 go through， 意思是经历过某些不好的事情。例如 David broke his arm and had to go through a painful operation。 大卫的手臂断了，他必须经历痛苦的手术。而 go through 也有翻找的意思。例如108年大学学测的单字题第一题的题目就是Bobby cared a lot about his privacy at home and asked his parents not to go through his things without his permission. Bobby 很在乎他在家时的隐私，要求他的父母未经他允许不要乱翻他的东西。文章的第二段提到什么叫做 broken heart syndrome。我们看到第二段的第二句。Studies have shown that when someone's husband or wife dies,Their own physical health is more likely to suddenly deteriorate. 研究显示，当某人的配偶过世时，他们自己的身体健康很有可能突然恶化。Likely 在本句做形容词用，意思是可能的。Somebody is likely to do something 就是指某人可能会做某事，相当于 it is likely that 加一个完整句子。例如 My favorite team is likely to win the championship. 我最喜欢的队伍可能赢得冠军，就相当于 It is likely that my favorite team will win the championship. 另外，这一句有一个动词 deteriorate， 意思是 become worse， 也就是恶化的意思，相当于动词 worsen， W-O-R-S-E-N。例如 ,the relationship between the two countries deteriorated after a territorial dispute over a small island. 那两国的关系在为了一个小岛的领土争议后恶化了。我们接着看到第三段的第一句。Doctors have examined the way the heart is affected by extreme stress, such as that experienced in times of mourning. 医生详细检验了心脏受到极度压力影响的方式，例如在哀悼时期经历的情况。要表达做某事的方式或方法，我们可以用 the way in which 或 the way that 加一个完整句子来表示。也可以用 the way 或是 how 直接个别接一个完整句子来表示。要注意的是，没有 the way how 加一个完整句子的用法。例如 My father didn't like the way I talked to my mother and asked me to apologize to her. 我爸爸不喜欢我和妈妈说话的方式，要求我向他道歉。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
All right, everybody, welcome back. And remember, the theme or the subject of today's program is dying from a broken heart. Is it possible to die from a broken heart? And if you go through something difficult like the death of a family member, indeed, you can suffer some health problems as a result. And if you have health problems, that could lead to death. We were also talking about broken heart syndrome, which is a condition that happens to people who lose someone close to them. We mentioned the example of George W. Bush dying shortly after the death of his wife. I think there was also an example a couple of years ago of the actress Carrie Fisher passing away. And then I believe it was the very next day that her mother passed away. I think she was quite sad at the death of her daughter.
Yeah, they were very close. I know... Carrie would sometimes say mean things about her mom, but yeah, they were close. That is tough, but that was shocking too, wasn't it? Mm. Because I remember Debbie Fisher, or Debbie Reynolds is the mom. She was in pretty good health, considering how old she was. So it was hard to lose both of them so quickly. Well, when we left you, we were talking about how doctors have discovered that when you go through difficult times like this, you know, where you have a lot of stress, that it puts...lots of pressure on your heart. Your heart can actually swell up. To swell means to get bigger and bigger. You know, if you've ever hurt your ankle or maybe you've had a bee sting you, that area that's in trouble, that's in pain, usually gets bigger and bigger. That's swelling up. So the opposite would be to shrink down, to swell up, to shrink. So your heart actually swells up.But then it fails to shrink back to normal size. So our great author here, Alex, is actually giving us two words that are antonyms. They're the opposite, to swell and to shrink. You can use these words for different things. Besides your body swelling up, let's see, what else swells up?
Well, of course, so we could talk about maybe the money supply can swell, I guess, if a government...prints out too much money, then we have inflation, so the money supply swells, it gets larger and larger. But in this particular case, we're talking about body tissue that swells up, as you mentioned. If you sprain your ankle, the ankle will swell up, and then you probably can't wear regular size shoes. You'll have to wear 拖鞋 or slippers or something like that, and then it won't reduce itself, it won't shrink back to its normal size.
Now, we use shrink though in ways with our clothing that we don't swell. Mm. If you wash a cute cotton garment, whether it's pants or shirt, the first time you wash it in hot water, it's going to shrink. So be careful with that, especially if you put it in a dryer. Although a lot of people in Taiwan just hang up their laundry to dry, you know, through the sunshine, which is good to shrink. The results, the doctors found as they studied these hearts that would swell up and then not shrink back to normal size. They found out that the results can be drastic. It's not good for your heart to get too big. I know that. I had a neighbor. He would jog every day. He was in such good health, but actually he fell over from a heart attack because his heart got too big.
Oh, no.
So be careful, guys. Too much exercise can be scary, too. If something's drastic, it's pretty serious. Sometimes I have been known to go on a drastic diet where I'll just eat weird things like pineapple for 3 days. That's stupid. So drastic just means something that's going to have a strong effect on what you're doing, or it's sort of extreme or kind of radical. I know we've got somebody in our Congress right now in America who is proposing a radical plan, kind of an extreme, drastic plan to make America more green. So we use this word for different things, drastic. Maybe you're trying to save money, but you cut your budget, but you're a little too drastic, and then you don't have any money to maybe even go see a movie with friends or go out for a meal. Don't be too drastic in your choices in life.
Right, or there can be a drastic drop in temperatures, for example. Maybe it's 30 degrees during the day, but at night it drops down to 12 degrees Celsius.
Oh, I love that.
So that's a drastic, drastic drop in temperatures.
Yeah.
But in this particular case, if we're talking about the swelling of the heart and its failure to shrink back to normal size, well, the results can be drastic, they can be extreme, and that can include intense chest pain and difficulty breathing. And that's similar to a heart attack, and I suppose a heart attack would be possible as well. And in rare cases, this can even be fatal. Fatal means it causes death.
Mm-hmm.
There was an automobile accident on the freeway. Unfortunately, it was a fatal accident. Someone died, for example. So fortunately, though, most people don't reach this level of danger. They'll probably just feel bummed out after a while. They'll feel bummed out for a while, and they'll eventually get used to it. They'll figure out ways to adjust to life without that person, but still it is possible for there to be fatalities as a result of a broken heart.
Moving on to the last paragraph, it says taking preventive measures against broken heart syndrome is a matter of dealing with stress in a healthy way. It's always important. If you take preventive measures, you're doing something in advance of something getting hurt or something happening, which then you have to deal with the consequences. So before you actually go through this broken heart syndrome, you might want to plan in advance, take preventive measures. Maybe you should start exercising a little more, eating better. Those are good things you can do. There are lots of different preventive measures that the doctors have encouraged us to practice to keep our bodies healthy. To keep your teeth healthy, one preventive measure is to brush your teeth more. Don't eat so much candy.
Preventive to stop cavities, for example.
Sure.
So, yes, you can take these preventive measures before this happens. I'm not sure how effective these measures would be after something bad happens. But to try to do
it's
this.
It's too late after it happens, right? Preventive is before.
Right, preventive. Yeah. So, yeah, preventive medicine, stopping it before it starts.
Sure.
Stuff like that. Having a healthy diet, exercise. And here, of course, preventing broken heart syndrome is a matter of dealing with stress in a healthy way. So that's what you should do. You should deal with the stress in a healthy way. No precautions can completely prepare you for the death of a loved one. That much is true. You can do all you want to, but you're still going to be affected by it. But at least you can do something. And you can expect that, yes, indeed, someone close to you is going to pass away eventually, unless you're first. But you don't want that to happen, or at least you don't want to die early. So, yes, you need to accept the fact that, yes, indeed, you will lose the people around you at some point.
Mm-hmm.
So no precautions can prepare you for this. Precaution just means something you do ahead of time, a measure taken in advance to stop something dangerous from happening.
Here it says if you do invest a little time in regular exercise, just doing a quick walk is going to help you a little bit. In addition to promoting heart health in general, which means maybe eating better food for your heart, not putting so much salt on your food like I like to do. All these are proven ways to fight stress. Meditation, guys. Yoga classes. Breathing exercises. These are all great ideas. Meditation is when someone sits in a quiet manner and just thinks about life, and they focus on their breathing. That's meditation. Those are good things to, you know, take some stress out of your life to get your stress level down, you could say. These things are being used to calm your mind and keep your heart going strong. I love all these ideas. More sleep is always good. The pain of losing someone close to you is a sad part of life, but it doesn't have to damage your health. I think most of us, maybe not some of you, maybe you're too young to have gone through something that sad, but as you get older, you start losing people you love. All I can say, Tom, is the only good thing about that is as time passes by, it hurts a little less, but you'll never stop missing those people that you love.
Indeed, and if you don't feel anything when someone passes away, that could be another problem altogether, but we'll talk about that some other time. That brings us to the end of our explanation for today. It's time now to listen to our Chinese teacher.
文章的最后一段提到要预防 broken heart syndrome, 就要学会如何以健康的方式处理压力。我们看到最后一段的第二句。No precautions can completely prepare you for the death of a loved one.没有预防措施能彻底让你为亲人的过世做好准备。名词 precaution 是预防措施的意思。Take precautions to do something 就是指对某事采取预防措施。例如 You should take precautions to protect yourself from getting sick when traveling in a foreign country. 当你在国外旅行时，你要采取预防措施来保护自己不生病。另外，如果这个字去掉 pre 变成 caution 时，当名词是指小心谨慎，当动词时是指警告。例如 ，The teacher cautioned us against cheating on the exam. 老师警告我们不要考试作弊。以上就是今天的课程，谢谢大家收听。
Okay, that's it for today, everybody. Thank you for joining us, and please don't get unhealthy because of a broken heart. It happens to everybody. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie. Goodbye. See ya.